Welcome back to the Halftime Show on AM 930 WEOL. Tim Elkhorn with you as we continue our coverage of a big ball game in the Southwestern Conference. Avon has made the trip to Baldwin-Wallace to take on the Berea Mid-Park Titans. If we're at the half, it means it's time to hand out some awards. Our Student Athlete Award, courtesy of Stewart Appliance on Cleveland Street in Elyria, and our Veteran of the Game presentation brought to you by Lorain County Veteran Services. And Mike Elder, the head coach of the Avon Eagles, again gets to name a Student Athlete Award winner and a Veteran of the Game from his Avon football team. So, Mike, let's start with the Student Athlete Award, again courtesy of Stewart Appliance on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Who have you chosen for tonight's Avon Student Athlete, and why is this young man deserving?
Our Student Athlete of the Game is number 9, Michael Knows. Michael is an outstanding student in the classroom, obviously, and also a tremendous football player for us. One of the things I love about Michael is that he's a humble kid, but he certainly probably has a higher IQ than me and my coaching staff all added together. And he doesn't remind you of that, which I appreciate. But Michael is a tremendous kid. He actually, when he was in eighth grade, I went to China on a trip with a school group, and Michael was there, and I got to know him kind of then. And I remember climbing the Great Wall of China thinking, boy, this kid's really wicked smart. So he's a great kid and a kid that's just been really good for our football program for the last several years.
And he sounds like a young man that really typifies what Avon football is all about. You demand a lot of Avon Eagle football players, but I'm sure the Avon community, whether it's parents, whether it's teachers, whatever, they demand a lot of these young men in the classroom, and Michael seems to have stepped up there.
Yeah, you know, I don't know for sure his test scores, but I'm sure, like in math, Michael will score close to perfect on that test. And I remind him all the time that he's smarter than me when it comes to math, but my football IQ is just maybe a few points higher than his. But yeah, we really are blessed to have great kids from great families who get it done in the classroom and on the football field.
So congratulations goes out to Michael Knows of Avon. He is the Eagle Student Athlete Award winner for tonight. And again, that Student Athlete presentation brought to you by Stewart Appliance on Cleveland Street in Elyria. And now, Mike Elder, let's talk about your Veteran of the Game presentation brought to you by Lorain County Veteran Services. You've got some great veterans on this football team. Who is tonight's Avon Veteran of the Game and why?
Our Veteran of the Game is number 71, Michael Vargo. Michael came and did a season as a backup nose guard, and because of injury, he stepped into a role and been our starting nose guard for the last 4 weeks and done an exceptional job to the point where our starting nose guard's back from injury, but Michael's still going to play a lot of football for us. What I'm really proud of him is if I was being honest, as a sophomore, if someone would have told me Michael Vargo would play for us someday, I would have called them a liar. But he just went about his business of working exceptionally hard all offseason, very coachable, and just kept grinding away until he made himself into a really good football player.
Coach, a couple of things stand out from what you just said there. Number one, waiting his opportunity and being ready when his number was called, the old next man up philosophy. And then obviously just the hard work and the determination that he has shown, some real veteran characteristics.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I think that is a great compliment to Michael Vargo was our game was on TV against North Ridgeville, and Coach Fishley called me, and he had coached Michael as a sophomore, and he was played an exceptional game. And the only text I got from Coach Fishley was, wow, Michael Vargo had a great football game. Talk about an improved player, a kid that's really done a great job in taking care of his body and getting better and being a good teammate. And that's him. And so nothing's ever been handed to him. And then this year, the beauty of it is he still wasn't a starter, but now he's to the point where we've got to play him because he's earned that playing time. And I couldn't be more proud of him. He's a great example for all of our other players.
Well, that's a great testament. So congratulations goes out to Michael Vargo. He is tonight's Avon Veteran of the Game, brought to you by Lorain County Veteran Services. Great, great testimonies here during our halftime show. Let's take a time out. When we come back, we'll return to Baldwin-Wallace, get you ready for the start of the second half as Avon takes on Berea Mid-Park. It's our Colson & Colson Gridiron Clash on AM 930 WEOL. You can listen on your phone if you download the WEOL mobile app, or you can listen online at WEOL.com.